Oh, we're playing games with Micah Stock and Beth Stelling. Are you ready for another one?
Yes, we are. I answered both.
This is great because you're both from Ohio, as we discussed, and this is a multiple choice quiz that is full with fun facts. Fun facts from Ohio.
Nothing dark.
All right, Beth, this first one is for you. What is unique about Ohio's state flag? Is it A, that it's the only flag with the name of the state written on it? Is it B, it's the only state flag that is not shaped like a rectangle? Or is it C, it's the only state flag with a different design on the front and back?
I believe it's B, a different shape than a rectangle, because I think ours has a couple little points on it.
You're right. Yes, it's the double pennant. That's right, a.k.a. swallowtail.
That was my idea.
Yeah, that was your idea. You wanted to mess with flag factories. You wanted to stop production and be like, no, no, no.
I'm like the Betsy Ross of Ohio, basically.
That was the other reason I idolized Beth when we were kids. She was Ohio State champion in humorous interpretation, and she designed our flag.
Designed the flag. Yeah.
It's amazing.
Very precocious youngster.
Thank you.
All right, Micah, Ohio is the Buckeye State. Which of these unfortunate Buckeye tree facts is not true?
Not true.
Not true.
Is not true. A, right. They smell bad. B, they're poisonous. C, their sap can cause a painful rash.
It's either A or C. You know, I've never noticed the smell. Have you, Beth?
No, I'm with you on
or
that.
Maybe...
My instinct was, they don't stink. They're hard.
Yeah, I'm going to go with A. I mean, maybe we're just primed to it because we grew up in Ohio, so we just like, it's like you don't smell your own farts.
You don't smell your own farts or the tree from your home state. That's what they say.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with A.
It's actually C is false. They do smell bad.
Only
when their leaves are crushed. So maybe it's just you never got close to them because they're poisonous. Why would you crush a poisonous leaf?
I should have known it was C because otherwise I would have permanent disfigurement from the amount of times I was like rubbing up against a buckeye tree.
That happens a lot. That's a pastime.
Yeah.
Yeah. The buck rub, right?
The buck rub, annual buck rub.
That was the first time I saw Beth. She also won the second annual buck rub.
Beth, in the late 1800s, a saloon owner in Dayton was convinced his employees were stealing from him, which led him to invent what? A, the time card punch clock, B, the cash register, or C, the concept of employees hating their bosses?
C was around long before that. Started in the early 1800s. My guess is, because we have this company there that we're known for, my guess is the cash register.
Yes, that is correct.
What is the company?
NCR.
Cash register?
National Cash Register.
Cash Register.
National Cash Register.
Although I think they left us.
Yeah, they did.
What do you mean?
Us. They jump ship.
Where'd they go?
They jump landlocked ship.
As far as I'm concerned, they went straight to hell.
All right, Micah, until the owner's death in 2017, there was a small museum in Williamsfield, Ohio, dedicated to what theory? A, George Washington was not the first president. B, the Wright brothers weren't actually brothers. C, Finland is not a real country.
I don't a bit. Can I phone a friend?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Hello, Beth.
I'll be honest with you. I was still thinking about my answer when I made us look bad and said, "You can't leave Ohio. It's landlocked when we clearly have a Great Lake above us." And honestly, I was like, how am I going to say that without interrupting him? And so my answer is I wasn't listening. But I do think, I think it's the George Washington one. But I don't want to be wrong.
I know you've been wrong so much.
Trust the instincts of someone in a shame spiral. That's what I would say.
Yeah. They're always thinking clearly.
In that case, we will decidedly say A, a museum devoted to the fact that George Washington was not the first president.
You are absolutely correct.
Yes.
Yes, yes, indeed. Some people believe that a guy named John Hanson was technically our first president. He was president of the Continental Congress under the Articles of Confederation.
Mm.
But, you know, it's sort of a semantic argument because, of course, the first person to actually hold the office of president, as established by the Constitution, is George Washington.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You did great. You both know your home state well enough. Wow. Let's just say well enough. Well enough. Micah Stock stars in the Netflix series Bonding. Comedian best-selling special Girl Daddy is on HBO Max. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
Our pleasure.
Coming up, I'll talk to creator and star of the Netflix series special, Ryan O'Connell. And get excited, we'll play a geography quiz that's also about the Real Housewives and the Olsen twins. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.